only is our message, as we sang a little while ago.
You know, the church exists for Jesus.
Amen.
It's about Jesus. It's not about us. We're not here to feel good. We're not here to put on a show and to be entertained. We're here for Jesus Christ. We're here to lift Him up and praise His name.
Amen.
Remember Him. That's what church is about.
Amen.
And that's what we remember. That's why Jesus only is our message. That was a beautiful song. Let's turn to Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. Paul here gives us a clear gospel message. Boy, it's a clear gospel message that Paul preaches right here. He's actually going to the synagogue, and in the synagogue they say, "Hey, do you have something to say?" And he says, "Yeah, I got something to say."
Amen.
And so he starts preaching. And boy, it's a good message. There's Jews there, and apparently there's some Gentiles also listening in, and he just gives a good, clear gospel message. I'm going to read verse 26 right now, and then we'll continue on a little later. Verse 26 in Acts chapter 13 says, "Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent." Amen. Brian, I would like to ask you to pray for us this morning.
Lord, thank you for bringing us together today. Lord, thank you for the freedom that we enjoy to be able to worship you and without fear of persecution. Lord, we pray for Stephen, Lord, that you give him the words to speak. Lord, that you be with his